This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat ended the day at 489 and a quarter. That was down 14 and a half. September wheat ended at 495 and a quarter, down 15 and a quarter. December wheat ended at 509 and three quarter, down 15. July corn yesterday ended the day at 348 and a quarter, down four and three quarter. September corn ended at 352 and three quarter, down six. December corn ended at 363 and a half, down six. July soybeans yesterday ended the day at 937 and three quarter. That was down two and a quarter. August beans ended at 920 and three quarter, down three quarter. And September beans ended at 907 and three quarter, up a quarter. July soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 313.20, down 42. August meal, 304.60, down 30. September meal ended at 299.80, down 22. July soybean oil yesterday ended at 32.69, down 45. August oil, 32.74, down 42. September oil ended at 32.80, down 40. And July oats yesterday ended the day at 252 and a quarter, down three and a quarter. September oats ended at 259 and a half, down three. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is Monday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Monday afternoon. Technical selling weighed on grain prices today at the Board of Trade. In northern western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 4 to 5 cents at 323 to 340. Soybean bids were mostly 2 cents lower at 923 to 947. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 3 to 5 cents at 328 to 344. Soybean bids were mostly 2 to 3 cents lower at 928 to 947. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 4 to 5 cents at 328 to 353. Soybean bids were 2 cents lower at 932 to 953. Wheat bids were down 15 cents at 444 to 469. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 3 to 8 cents lower at 957 to 972. Basis was steady to 5 cents lower at 20 to 30 over the July. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 325.20 to 338.20, down 420. With basis unchanged to 12 to 25 over the July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 5 to 6 cents lower at 346 to 359, with basis steady to 1 lower at 2 under to 11 over the July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents lower at 347 to 352, basis was 1 to 2 higher at 1 under to 4 over the July. Soybeans ended down 2 to 6 cents at 949 to 959, with basis down 4 to unchanged at 11 to 21 over the July. New crop wheat prices were down 15 to 20 cents at 453 to 456. Basis was steady to down 5 at 36 under to 33 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 to 5 cents lower at 367 to 368. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 2 to 4 cents with quotations at 976 to 978. Soft wheat closed down 10 to 15 cents at 477 to 481. Milo ended the day 4 to 5 cents lower at 398 to 415. New crop bids for the northern part of the state, corn at 323 to 339. Soybeans in the northern part of the state at 852 to 874. New crop corn in the north central part of the state at 328 to 340. Soybeans in the central part of the state at 869 to 882. Corn in the southern part of the state, new crop at 323 to 343. Soybeans new crop in the southern part of the state at 865 to 882. And July wheat in the southern part of the state at 444 to 469. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade Monday. July hogs ended the day at 77.20, down 85. August hogs ended at 75.47, down a dollar and a quarter. October hogs ended at 65.87, down a dollar 47. June cattle yesterday ended the day at 152.17, down 27. August cattle 151.12, up 32. October cattle ended at 153.50, up 30. August feeder cattle yesterday ended at 223.90, up 45. September feeders ended at 221.95, up 42. October feeders ended at 220.02, up 45. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 15th's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 32 cents lower in the range of $65 to $78.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $76.87. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $4 higher for the heavy sows and moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 25 to 31, 4 to 5 weights 28 to 33, 5 to 6 weights 31 to 36, and 6 weights and up 34 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $1 to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $50 to $54. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 13,479 head. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established, with 210 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $84.61, and that was 25 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, $247.33, that was 61 cents higher, and select carcasses at $240.46, that was 4 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 111,000, that compared to 112,000 last week and 113,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 424,000, that compared to 422,000 last week and 378,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Welcome to the Farm Show for Tuesday, June 16th. This is John Michael Marty. 74th Annual Midwest Charity Horse Show opens tonight. The Illinois Fair Director, Philip Nelson, and Fair Manager Patrick Buchan will join Midwest Charity Horse Show organizers, board members, Camp Coco attendees, and local dignitaries to cut the ribbon for the 74th Annual Midwest Charity Horse Show that runs today through the 20th on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. This year, opening ceremonies will feature a replica 1833 Concord coach, also known as a Wells Fargo coach, pulled by four Dutch harness horses from Arcola that recently pulled the Lincoln hearse during the Lincoln funeral procession reenactment. Midwest Charity Horse Show is recognized as the premier American saddlebred, roadster, Morgan, Arabian, and Hackney show featuring over 700 horses. Exhibitors attend from over 26 states and three countries. It's been recognized 6 times as the National Honor Show of the Year by the United Professional Horsemen's Association and as the favorite Hackney breed competition by the United States Equestrian Federation. The Best in Show Award will return with all breeds and divisions eligible for the award. Show is also unique as it serves as a fundraiser for a local charity. For the last 30 years, Midwest Charity Horse Show has raised over $200,000 for Camp Coco, a camp sponsored by Southern Illinois University School of Medicine. The camp serves as a break from hospital and clinic visits for children undergoing treatment for cancer and related blood disorders. According to Department or Director of Agriculture Nelson, one of my favorite parts of being involved in agriculture is the generosity and support the community shows time and time again. The Midwest Charity Horse Show allows a great place for friends and family to enjoy a spectacular show while also helping those in need. Now, the show times are daily at 11 a.m. and 6:30 in the Coliseum. Shows are open to the public and there is no admission. For more information on Midwest Charity Horse Show, you can go to... When most people think about bees, the first thought's probably to get away from them as fast as they can. Or if that's not the case, then it's to grab the nearest can of Raid. Bees invoke fear in many people, and unfortunately this results in killing bees when they are seen. However, they're fascinating creatures, and they serve a very important role in the environment and, of course, agriculture. Bees are important pollinators for a number of ag products, but they're also producers of their own agriculture product. Honeybees, just one type of bee, produce honey. That seems kind of obvious. They're called honeybees, but honeybees, like many other pollinators, are threatened by habitat loss, excessive pesticide use, and just plain people's fear. The threat translates into less honey production and less honey for you to put in your tea or on your peanut butter sandwich. Many people respond in fear when they see a ball of bees. This behavior is very normal, and the swarming's part of the reproduction process. It's how they start a new hive. Bees will nest in cavities, which can include attics and other buildings that are inhabited by people and animals. So when you see this behavior, it probably means that the bees are getting ready to establish a new colony somewhere nearby. Randy Ward and Reggie Bowyer are beekeepers that work in Mason County. Between those two, they have more than 30 hives, and they collect swarming bees and establish a new colony by placing the queen in a beehive. This allows the rest of the bees to move in and establish a colony that they can use to produce honey. Many beekeepers lost colonies over the winter, and they're looking to reestablish their bees. Randy attributes these losses to the length of the winter and low nectar production in July of last year, the two factors he believes to be significant contributors to the decline and loss of so many hives. Now, if you see a large group of bees that are swarming, they look like a clump of bees or a ball, contact your local extension office to locate a local beekeeper that might be interested in starting a new colony. Beekeeping is becoming more popular. If you'd like to learn more about it, you could consider attending a meeting of the Mason County Beekeeping Club. They meet on the second Tuesday of each month at the Easton Firehouse at 6:30. More information, you can contact the local extension office or Jason Haupt. That's J.D. Haupt, H-A-U-P-T, J-D-H-A-U-P-T at illinois.edu. This weekend, the IHSRA Rodeo State Finals being held June 18th to the 20th. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Effingham County Fairgrounds, just off of US 40 in Altamont, Illinois. You can get more information, you can get tickets by calling 217-521-8996. Now, it's quite an event for the young rodeo people. Starts off on Thursday at 12:30 with a special kids rodeo. It actually starts in earnest Friday night at 7. The rodeo competition begins. Also on Saturday, on Friday at 7, then on Saturday at noon and at 6 for the finals. That is this weekend, actually Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Effingham County Fairgrounds in Altamont, Illinois. It's the IHSRA Rodeo State Finals, a great organization and a lot of fun. And the number to call for tickets, 217-521-8996. One announcement, Ray Durston of the Montgomery County Chief County Assessing Official has called a meeting. There's going to be a public hearing on procedures and certification of adjusted 2016 farmland values proposed by the Department of Revenue. Now, that meeting is going to be held on June 29th at 10 o'clock in the morning in the second floor historic courthouse in the county boardroom. Again, that's a public hearing on procedures and certification of adjusted 2016 farmland values proposed by the Department of Revenue. June 29th, 10 o'clock in the morning, in the county boardroom, second floor of the old courthouse in Hillsboro. And that note comes from Ray Durston, the Montgomery County Chief County Assessing Official. Not too early to think about a pretty neat golf tournament later on this summer, August 31st, at Western Illinois University in Macomb. It is the 11th annual IPPA Pork Chop Open. It's a lot of fun. I've heard from people who've been there before. Tons of great prizes. $10,000 hole-in-one contest. Shotgun start at noon. For details, information, all you have to do is contact Deb Turner at 217-529-3100. That's 529-3100, called Deb Turner, or you can go to ilpork.com for more information. That's the 11th annual IPPA, Illinois Pork Producers Association, Pork Chop Open at the Western Illinois University Golf Course in Macomb. I played it. It is a fabulous golf course, and it'd be a good time. That's it for our farm show today. Hope you have a wonderful Tuesday, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. This is John Michael Marty.